Brother William and the Saints, singing about how we are all trying to get back home. Especially this year, brothers and sisters, we have a home for you right here on Sinner's Crossroads and on WFMU. We have a room just for you. And we are in revival. Yes, we are in revival. Pledge for our radio home. Go to WFMU.org, WFMU.org, and pledge. Beat me no COVID down. Here's a track from our 2021 On Time Premium Pentecostal Pandemonium Pledge.
Don't you worry, mother. Don't you worry, father. Don't you worry, sister. Don't you worry, brother. Why?
God got a blessing for you.
God's got a blessing for you. Each and every one of you that are listening here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU, the BTU specials right there. A track from the 2021 Sinner's Crossroads DJ Premium Pentecostal Pandemonium. And we also heard from Brother William and the Saints trying to get back home because that's what we're all trying to do the past year, trying to get home to the real home out there, fellowshipping with our brothers and sisters. And we hope you can find something to fellowship with us tonight in our revival program. Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, WFMU.org. If you're not already there, you should be there. So you can pledge Sinner's Crossroads and the wonderful church we call WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Stick with us for the next 50 minutes or so of good times, fellowship, and hilarity. Yes, indeed. We have some prizes for you that we will draw at the end of the show. A $20 pledge, microscopic pledge, will get you in the running for that. And also, you can have Pentecostal Pandemonium for a $75 pledge. Let your heart lead you. And I know someone who has let their heart lead them through their whole lives. Although this is the first time in 20 years that this good man has been a co-host on a marathon show. With Sinner's Crossroads, the beautiful Scott Williams.
Hey, Kevin Nutt. Has it really been 20 years that we've been opposite each other and yet never spoken to each other in the church, among your congregants?
That's true.
This is the very, very first time.
But we welcome all at any time. You're never too early and you're never too late.
Yep.
For Sinner's Crossroads.
Yep. Folks, apologize for getting there early. Not at all. Just make sure you save a seat for your brothers and sisters. If you come in late, no need to draw attention to yourself. You know Kevin's going to save some for all of you. Kevin's got plenty for everybody here. So I hope you've got plenty for Kevin and for WFMU, Sinner's Crossroads, and this great radio station that brings you Kevin every week. How long you've been on these airwaves now, Kevin?
No, 2001.
2001.
I came on the air a week before 9/11.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep.
What's that do to your spirit? Well, you start this great new thing and then
yeah.
And then yeah. The entire world falls down.
Well, we do the best we can.
Yes, like, you do.
You do your best and you move on.
Well, that's kind of amazing that, it's so reflective of the time we've had this past year where, the world
yes.
sort of pulled the rug out from under us once again.
And, yes.
And what do? Well, we be there for you. First off, we don't go into automatic programming. We don't go into archive programming. We don't go into, playlistery. We figure out a way. This is a thing that is astonishing to me about WFMU, is that, if you challenge us, if you try to take it away from us, we'll find a way to make sure we can keep doing it. And we bring it to you. And I don't know about you, but so many people have told us throughout this past year of grave challenge that WFMU has been quite the balm and comfort for many people.
And oh yes,
and of
myself
course,
included,
and myself included as well. And one of the great joys for me, finding the positivity in a year of horror, is. I've had to change my work schedule, which is changing my work, my listening schedule as well, my WFMU listening schedule. So
yeah.
Now I get to be with you every single Thursday night. I'm right here in the studio. I'm in the front pew, and that's been absolutely beautiful. This is the first time I get to watch you, though.
Big hugs.
Big hugs across the miles.
Yes.
Birmingham and loves Jersey City. Jersey City loves Birmingham.
Yeah. And
Montgomery. I said Birmingham.
Yeah, that's understandable. That's it. That's okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I always accidentally call you stupid head, but I fix it. Everybody knows what I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, do folks know what your very first communication to me when we were back to back on the radio was? Do you remember that? I don't know if people know.
I will destroy you.
I will destroy you. Yes, the very first email I received from Brother Nutt. When we were back to back on the radio way back in 2001.
I like to make a good first impression.
Yeah. As soon as your show ended and my show began, I had a new email in my inbox from Kevin Nutt. You see what he said? Oh, hey, good luck, brother. No.
Yes.
It wasn't destroyed. It was, I will crush you.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I will crush you.
I will crush you.
Yes. And history has bore this out.
Yes. You have indeed.
if you're not already at WFMU.org, you should be, and you can follow the pledge listings there. And it would take us hours to go through all the prizes, et cetera, and don't be scared. Yeah, don't be, just get in there and click and put something in there and it'll work.
Yeah, a lot of people already have. I want to begin thanking some people who've been so generous to you and to WFMU. Scott in Canton, Ohio.
Thank you, Scott.
He assumes that his pledge absolves him of all of his sins. Is that all of
them?
It
will.
It will. Yes. It will eventually.
We do it.
Yes.
And it's a home of the Football Hall of Fame, right? So he gets...
Okay. Canton, Ohio. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So you get extra absolution there, Mr. Scott.
And his
Canton.
Name is your name.
His name is my name, too.
Yes.
I'm going to mark him thanked and put him in the running for prizes we've got, which are... Will you briefly describe your prizes?
Oh, the first... Too Close... 23 tracks from the collection of listener Bart Bartlow that he made. He made about 25 copies for friends, and he sent it to me. And I said, can I give away one of these on my show? And he said, of course. So they're all from his collection, obscure, rare, killer gospel tracks. Too Close, $20 pledge will get you in the running for that. And we'll play some tracks here off that very shortly. And then our other prize number two, a cappella black gospel 1940 to 1969, a 3-CD set of some more well-known a cappella killer a cappella tracks, and some really, really obscure stuff, quite a few that I'd never heard about. And comes courtesy of Narrow Way Records, Per Notini's operation in Sweden. He's been reissuing music for a long, long time. He's part of the research group Mighty Gospel Friends, and sends me every CD he makes. He sends a copy, and wow. I said I'm going to give this away.
So this one is right from the well of Kevin's discovery. Second it gets under his radar, it's into yours.
That is true.
That's thank you, Kevin. And we have a lot of people to thank. I'm antsy to keep on thanking them because we've only got an hour. I'm not used to this high pressure here. Lixiviated Life says
Lix.
Yeah. We know Lix. He says, let love, or she, we don't know what Lix is. Let love be your goal and your guide. And
well said. Yes, message indeed. Board knucklehead is Lix. Thank you.
Glorious in Brooklyn, New York, with a very, very generous pledge, says, Kevin Nutt, I thank you forever. My favorite holy hour of the week. Deep healing and joy happens here. Calls you a true savior, Kevin.
Glorious is an exceptional person, and really appreciate that.
And Glorious is also getting your premium because Glorious has been so generous. And,
Pentecostal pandemonium.
Pentecostal pandemonium. Premium comes to you. It's a handcrafted, lovingly wrapped piece of joy from Kevin Nutt himself. We're going to hear some tracks from the premium tonight, if we haven't already, haven't we?
Yes, BTU specials, yes.
Pledge of 75, yes. 75 bucks or more, and you're automatically getting this from Kevin. We have Bennett in West Palm Beach, Florida, checking in at the premium level as well.
Yeah, thank you, Bennett.
Thank you, Bennett. And a good friend of yours and mine and WFMU and has done so much for us, Greg of Zone 5. Just checking in. Yeah, man.
Brother Greg, thank you, man.
Thanks, Greg. Greg says, any chance of a magical marathon sing-along tonight? People do love the sing-alongs.
Do Lord. Oh, do Lord. Oh, do. Come on, Scott.
I'm looking
for
trying to find the relative pitch. What's the key there? Need the third note.
A?
Okay, A. 440 or 442?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
It's worship music. It doesn't matter.
That's right. Well, you sing it again, and I'll try to find a way on top of it.
Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember.
Oh, Lord,
remember.
Jeff.
These are maybe not.
What's that?
Oh, not.
It was keeping on going.
All right. We need some rehearsal.
Yeah, we do. Jeff in Brooklyn. Also,
thank you, Jeff.
Very generous pledge. He's getting your premium.
Bless you, Jeff.
And, hey, it's Marley Dog checking in.
Hey.
Yeah, Marley says he hopes you're well, sinner.
Right back at you, Marley Marles. Right. Thank you so much, man.
Anything else we should do? You want to thank some more people? You want to? We got so much music to play. How do you want to do this, Kevin?
Yeah. thanks some more people. Thanks
all
some
right.
more people.
I'm going to keep on thanking some people. Where do we leave off? We got Licks. We got Glorious. We got Bennett. We got Greg. We got Jeff. We got Marley Dog. Oh, we got Todd in Las Vegas, Nevada with a very generous pledge.
All right, Todd.
Todd is getting the T-shirt. Where's my marathon materials? If you pledge 50 bucks or more, you're getting a T-shirt. Todd says, Sinner's Crossroads is my weekly uplift and so good to have during 2020. Amen to that, Todd.
Wow, thank you, Todd.
I'm right there with you.
What a man.
99 and one half just won't do. Does that mean something to you, Brother Nut?
Yeah, it's a gospel standard written by Dorothy Love Coates of the Gospel Harmonettes of Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, Kurt of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania knew that too, and that's why he sent that comment straight to you. Thank you, Kurt. Very generous pledge.
Thanks, Kurt.
He's getting the T-shirt. George in Hamden, New York is pledging tonight.
All right, George.
Yeah, and we're not finished. The phone in the phone room across the glass from me, which is unpopulated by anybody but abandoned flannel shirts and ghosts and a bit of dog hair.
Lots of residual love.
Yeah, still making a bit of noise. There's so much marathon ghostery in this room across from me, and I can hear them right now, and I miss all of you volunteers and everybody who comes to marathon every year. And I miss you being here, Kevin.
Oh, man.
And I miss spending hours in Studio C helping you tweak your premium. I miss that.
All right. I already got a message from somebody about, please, please, oh, Kevin, get your premium done earlier.
Hey, a neighbor of yours, Tyler. Very close neighbor, Montgomery, Alabama. Kevin Nutt will be at this year's West Alabama Foot Wash selling Miracle Foot Balm and WFMU prayer cloths.
Yes, I'm there every year in the booth right as you walk in. Let me tell you, Tyler, we were both born and raised in Montgomery, mm-hmm. and knew each other when we were much younger. And then Tyler moved to L.A. He runs the Gold Line Bar with Stone's Throw Records.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and then he also does a show, a killer show on Dub Lab. The third Tuesday of every month,
wow.
six to eight, Pacific time. And, it's just really cool how we got the both coasts covered.
Yeah.
And we're from little old Montgomery.
And you're taking over the radio world.
Thanks, Tyler.
Well, thanks so much, Tyler. That's really generous. And
he's a super guy.
And we have Fred in Arlington, Massachusetts saying, keep playing that soul stirring music.
We'll do it, Fred.
Yeah. And, last one for now, Kristen in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with a very generous pledge.
Thank you, Kristen.
Yeah. This is thank you so much, everybody. Keep the pledges coming in. Kevin, what am I doing?
You're going to listen to me right now.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because we're going to play a track from the Too Close CD that we're giving away, 23 tracks, courtesy of Mr. Brett Bartlow.
Mm-hmm.
And Freedom Gospel Singers, they crucified my Lord, you know. But I was thinking, just you know, Scott, the negative forces of the universe and the cyborg free marketeers have tried their best to silence WFMU.
Yes, they have.
You know, and hurricanes, floods, they tried to steal our footprint, solid college clothes, had to move to a house, then had to move to Jersey City, put up with all kinds of bureaucratic tomfoolery, water leaks, the evil COVID, power going out, had a radio tower losing power, never know when that's going to happen, equipment overheating, right? Too many personal tragedies, one little cuss word slip, Brother Ken's hair went pearly white way too early, worrying about Matt Warren lost half his hair, right? Michelle lost one of her L's. You know, I mean, WFMU, the staff and the DJs here, it really had to put up with so much. It's amazing. It's just it's just amazing. And FMU's counted out so many times and they barely get into the feet at the count of nine, you know. But we roll that stone away. We're reborn every time, every year, mm-hmm. because of you, the listener. And everything that rises must converge, right?
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for We've that got, one.
Yes, and we have right here. This is from our prize number one, the Freedom Gospel Singers, They Crucified My Lord. And $20 pledge gets you in the qualification round for that here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
My Lord, He died.
Thank you.
yeah, the Hollis family getting after it. Old Zion, a track from Pentecostal Pandemonium, Sinner's Crossroads, DJ Premium for this year. Pentecostal, real quickly, because most Baptist churches are a little more refined than Pentecostal churches. And Pentecostals emphasize the Holy Ghost, the spontaneous spirit of joy and fellowship. And sometimes you don't get that in the Baptist church. Most, you might not know this, Scott, but most of the gospel quartets and ensembles are Baptists.
Almost all of them. There's very few
Pentecostals.
Well, you saw what the Pentecostals had me. They had me possessed, certainly.
That's the thing about it. Spirit moves. They're amazing. Yeah, they're amazingly influential. And, Bernard Purdy, late 40s, was in Birmingham, Alabama, walking down the street past a Pentecostal sanctified church. And you know what he heard and he took? The Purdy Shuffle.
Of course.
He said, man, I like the way that guy's playing, and went back down to New Orleans and worked it into what he was doing.
Wow.
Voila. So that,
voila.
And that reminds me too, a couple of weeks ago, a message board poster Head Cleaner posted something that I've heard before, and it really gets to the essence of Sinner's Crossroads. He said, there is a radiant warmth in this music that is hard to describe, but it is exactly what I need during this cold March weather.
Wow.
And with everything else going on.
That really gets to the meat of it, and
that is beautiful.
You know, that really gets to the things that it's what moves you, and this music, don't even try to define it. Don't even try to describe what it is that you love about it. It fills you with something. It makes you understand what it means to be human and connected to something more than just you, and more than just something big and real and forever. You know, it really makes you feel.
Testify, my brother.
this is all coming from you and the music, Brother Nutt. But it makes me feel like I'm in the stream of life eternal when I partake of your program. And believe me, I do take all I need.
I'll tell you what, the problems start when people try to circumscribe that gift and that blessing. And what I try to do at Sinner's Crossroads every week, and thank the Lord for WFMU getting me a chance to do it, is that we never say no. We never say you can't.
Right.
And we never say don't do that.
Right.
It's, you know, that it'd be as open as possible to anything that's human.
Yeah.
And because you might have a perfect message, but it's meted out by imperfect human beings.
Right.
And the way you get around that conundrum is that you yourself don't be negative in condemning someone else. Although someone might say I might have been doing a little bit of that myself right there.
Well, and
if somebody did, you know, they're welcome. Come on in.
If ever a pronouncement could illustrate more beautifully and clearly why Sinner's Crossroads is such a beautiful fit with WFMU, you just articulated it right there. Never say no. Never, ever say no. Whole lot of people just gave you a whole lot of yes, if I may begin to thank them, unless you've got more on your mind right now, Mr. Nutt.
No, let's hear it.
Let's thank Faith in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, who just pledged.
And what a wonderful name, Faith.
Yeah,
thank you.
Isn't that nice? And Malcolm in Washington, D.C. is also getting your premium. Very generous pledge.
Thank you, Malcolm.
We've also got Elliot. Elliot is in San Francisco.
All right, Elliot.
And he says Sinner's Crossroads has become a really important part of his life over the past year.
Bless you, Elliot.
Here's a fellow brother from the radio. You know him from Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., the weekly World Blues host, Matt Fiveash, checking in, sending love to both of us, the cast and crew, sending money to WFMU staff pledge.
The best punchster around.
That he is. And
thanks, Matt.
Great to hear you and Amanda on the radio last night and the night before last night, Matt. Thank you. And we've got Adam in Linwood, Washington, pledging. And we've also got, keeps coming, my. Eric.
Adam was the first. Thank you, Adam.
Yes. And Eric in Pine Bush, New York, pledging to, for getting to hear your theme song every week. You know, it's funny. There are two songs that I've been hearing. I've been hearing your theme song for 20 years, of course, and I never tire of it, and I never tire of finding new places to sing along with it, and I change the words on every verse. Man, it's a killer one. It's a really killer one. And the sound of the snap on that snare drum on that theme song of yours.
That's a jazz
gets
dude.
Me.
Yeah. That's a jazz guy playing on that session.
Well, he knows how to hit that snare drum, and whoever put the mic on it knew just where to put it. That's a thing to hear in the car. Man.
Oh man.
When I used to drive during your show, oh man, love to.
Yeah.
I married that snare snap. I really did.
Good for you. Who was the last pledger?
That was Eric in Pinebush. Yeah.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah. Alan in Toronto says, you are the lighthouse sinner, and it's good to know that you're out there somewhere.
Alan, thank you so much.
Doesn't matter where you are, Kevin. You're there, and that's all we need. Elizabeth.
Try to be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We've got Elizabeth in Campbell, California, saying, Kevin,
thank you. Go ahead.
She says, you're the only PTL club I want to belong to.
Yes, take all you need. Yeah. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Yes. The aforementioned Birmingham, Alabama has now checked in with a pledge for Sinner's Crossroads. I don't know if it's Bergen or Bergen. I apologize.
Bergen, yes.
Bergen. All right, Bergen in Birmingham.
He does an amazing show on Saturday mornings on Birmingham Mountain Radio called Lost Child. He also did the book on Doc, the horn player with Sun Ra. But then he left Sun Ra and he went back to Birmingham and forgive me, Bergen. I'm on the spot.
It's so nice to see your Alabama radio brethren checking in for you. Just goes to show you the larger community that Kevin is such a leading figure in, and he's the preacher in these parts. Atlanta, Georgia checks in Clint with part of his Swag for Life pledge.
Thank you, Clint.
Thank you very much, Clint. Tempe, Arizona checking in with a Sinner's Crossroad Pentecostal Pandemonium size pledge. Forgot my pee popper. That is Shelley. That is Shelley in Tempe, Arizona, saying, thank you, Sinners Crossroads and Brother Nutt. We look forward to our weekly devotional.
Thank you. Thank you. Well said.
And we're not finished yet. Oh, our good friends Karen and Bryant, formerly of Sleepy Hollow, now of Broomfield, Colorado, checking in.
Wow, and, I didn't know that. Karen, I didn't know y'all had moved.
They all had to split, and my heart's broken, but they're still sending us coffee and treats and homemade goodies. Used to be every marathon, Karen and Bryant would come down and they'd feed us a whole meal. We got the coffee yesterday, guys. I owe you a love letter, and you're gonna get one. But I would like to thank a lot of people are still feeding us. Karen and Bryant say heathens like us, listening to Sinner's Crossroads all these many years and feeling the Spirit moves us to pledge.
Man,
they miss you as much as we miss them, Kevin.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Some folks fed us today. Holy cow, there were so many treats. When I got in here this afternoon, there were jigsaw puzzles from Steven, who also made us a bunch of food. There was breakfast from... Who did breakfast today? That was... Forrest. Forrest made us breakfast. And then my good friends, who I miss terribly, Julia and Tom, made this utterly delectable feast that It's killing me that we can't share this with more people, and that I can't. After the show, we can't go down to the round table and thank.
That's
thank
WFMU
Julia.
Listeners are the best.
Yeah, and we miss the fellowship we get to share with you all, which we absolutely would be doing in about 18 minutes from now if y'all were here. Anyway, that all goes to say thank you, Karen and Brian, and the folks who've been making us food all week. We've got Sergio in New York, New York. Checking
Sergio.
In.
Sergio.
Yes, sir. And
thank you.
Yep. Ryan in Bloomingdale, New Jersey says, thank you for an excellent show.
Thank you. Is Brian or Ryan?
It's Ryan. It's Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Yep.
And we are caught up for the time being. Let's get some more proverbial phones ringing. Go to pledge at WFMU.org. Go to WFMU.org/pledge. Make sure you select Kevin or all of WFMU or anybody you like. Just make sure you support WFMU so we can keep on being here for you for the rest of this year. Kevin Nutt, what are we doing?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say you, appropriately, you were speaking in tongues there for a minute, weren't you?
It happens every week. Yeah. First I flail, then I then the glossolalia kicks in.
Yeah. WFMU.org is where you go to pledge. We're going to play another track from the Too Close CD. We got the Souls of Joy, and they're going to be singing about the heavy load that we all carry, and we try to all carry together. Souls of Joy, heavy load here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Again, 758-2014. 758-2014. called in over Jesus' line, and let the Lord bless you real good. And we know that he's a God, hallelujah, that can never fail. Hallelujah.
We don't need WFMU to fail. WFMU.org.
We'll do just fine without them.
Yeah, there was a really great local gospel radio station, Scott, in Montgomery back in the 80s. And I would just have a cassette in. To my cassette player hooked up to the amplifier.
Oh, yeah.
And I just had it running. And that's an excerpt of a Pentecostal radio show. I've never been able to track down the title of it. And
wow.
Recorded in 1988 is I recorded that directly off the air.
Unbelievable.
And it's included on Pentecostal Pandemonium.
Unbelievable.
Our premium this year. And let me thank, too, the Frosted Doxy, Miss Meredith, who did the wonderful artwork for the premium.
It's
psychedelic.
It's a highly
psychedelic cover, man.
Highly psychedelic cover, yeah.
Psychedelic's the only way you can express the Holy Spirit sometimes.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that is Pandemonium expressed. Though I can tell there is... I do recognize a human forearm in there. I think maybe there's a collar someplace else, but that's all I got. I can't. Everything else is really wild.
I hope that forearm is not Uncle Michael's forearm.
Uncle Michael's got his forearms into too many pies this marathon, wouldn't you say?
Well,
I don't know.
he's a beautiful person.
That he is.
I do know that.
You there
tonight?
I'm
just looking at the clock. It's
crap. Let me
do
thank
we have
some
anybody
people.
To thank?
Teasing Uncle Michael. We sure do, man. We got Sister Wendy. Cheese Lady Wendy.
Yes, and much more.
Who says, if Brother Nutt can make this atheist Jew feel welcome at a gospel show, he deserves our blessings and your money. Thank you, Wendy.
Wendy, come on in. You know, she's welcome. And, she's just a beautiful person.
She really
I'm glad
is.
To know her.
Yeah, me too. And we miss you, Wendy. I can't wait till you can come back down here. Another Birmingham, Alabama person checking in. Brett Rehoboth the Rib. That's what I thought you'd say.
I've known Brett since second grade.
Oh, man.
And, I can't live without his friendship and his wit.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
And he can't live without your radio. That's why he's getting the Pentecostal Pandemonium premium.
Indeed.
We've got Jennifer in Brooklyn, New York, says, if any redemption was had in 2020, it's been the chance to listen live to glorious shows like Sinner's Crossroads.
Oh.
And she thanks you, brother.
Thanks, Jennifer.
We've got Matthew in Brooklyn, New York, saying, Sinner's Crossroads.
Matthew,
yeah.
first book of the New Testament.
That's right. Even I knew that.
Yeah.
Another godless, rootless.
Come on now.
War-winning Yank here.
Yeah.
Even I knew that. And we've got William in Nassau, New York.
Thank you, William.
Yeah. And Christy in San Gabriel, California.
Thank you, Christy.
And Kevin in Astoria.
Love that name.
Man,
thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, it's a fine name you've got, sir. We are caught up to date. Oh, my. We've only got about 8 minutes left in the program.
Let's play. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. What were you going to say?
Let's play let's play an a cappella track from the 3-CD set, A Cappella Black Gospel, so folks can hear a little bit of it.
The Spiritual Blind Boys?
Spiritual Blind Boys, yes, sir.
Life's
Evening Sun. It might go down, but, you know, the Spirit won't go down. WFMU won't either.
No, we won't.
If we hear from you.
And these final minutes, we've only got about 7 of them left. So please, now's your chance to get in and show some more love for Brother Kevin Nutt and show him how great he's made you feel and all of us feel all year round. Check in, please. Pledge at WFMU.org. Ready to hit this, Kevin?
Let's do it.
Thy evening sun.
Thy evening sun.
Sinking low.
Sinking
low. Lord, a few more days, Lord.
More days.
And we must go.
Lord,
gonna meet the deep. That we have done. Well, and there will be. Sitting sun, well, thy feeling sun,
thy feeling sun,
singing low,
singing low,
few more days,
yeah,
we must go,
we must go,
gonna meet the deeds,
meet the deeds,
that we have done,
we have done,
there will be,
there will be,
no sitting sun.
From our prize number two, Acapella Black Gospel 1940 to 1969, my favorite gospel music, acapella singing 1940s and 50s. I just love it. A spiritual blind boys who were not blind, but that's okay. Life's, life's evening sun is going down, and the sun on this show's going down a little bit, only metaphorically speaking.
We got some last minute people we want to thank, and I hope a few more people are going to check in these final moments before the sun sets on Sinner's Crossroads for another week, and we go proverbially blind for just another week. But we'll see the light again next week, won't we, Brother Nutt?
We will be here, you and I both.
Yes, we will be. Yes, we will. Antonio, who also brought us some food during this marathon. I think Antonio was our first meal of the marathon way back on Saturday. Thank you. He's checking in from Brooklyn, New York, for Sinner's
Crossroads.
Thank you,
Antonio.
Thank you, Antonio. And the rest of you, you've still got 3 minutes. If you haven't pledged to Kevin yet, do so now, please. Fred in Arlington, Massachusetts says, keep playing that soul-stirring music.
You keep listening, Fred. We'll do it.
Yep.
Thanks, man.
Yep. Just check in. We'll be here. Douglas in Montreal checks in with a part of his Swag for Life, which he began last year. Now he's continuing.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Douglas in Montreal. We've got Adam in Arkville, New York, who's also...
That's our third Adam.
Yeah, a lot of Adams tonight.
That's fine. Thank you, Adam.
And he's Swag for Life going on 4 years now, since 2017.
Wow, he was in. Wow, that's.
Yeah. And here's a guy who just began Swag for Life this year. And his name's David, and he lives in Ridgefield, New Jersey. Welcome to the program, David.
Come on in. Thank you, sir.
And we want to give some prizes away, I think we do, don't we, mister?
Have you been able to juggle that task?
Yeah, let me do it right now. Just about everybody is entitled, with the rare exception. And which one are we giving away first?
Let's do the Too Close.
Too Close is given to Brett in Birmingham. Hey, it's a pal. Is that all right? Rehoboth the rib?
Rehoboth the sure. rib? Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We do this fair and square. Too Close is going to Brett in Birmingham. And
all right, Brett.
The Acapella Black Gospel is going to... It's an Adam. It's one of the Adams in
yes.
In Arkville. Adam in Arkville, who's been
Adam
swagged 11, for life
three
since
CD
2017.
Set.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations, Adam. And thanks to everybody who contributed to this excellent, excellent gospel program you hear every Thursday evening on WFMU. Been in this slot the whole time, Kevin, have you? I don't remember.
Thursday, I've bounced around the first 5 or 6 years, but settled in on Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think when we were back to back, it might have been on Mondays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it was on Monday.
Oh, yes. Bergen in Birmingham checks in one more time for the evening to say he donated earlier and he was moved to donate again thanks to that Montgomery radio shot.
Bergen,
there you go.
Man.
There you go.
Hopefully, all right.
Hopefully the combined donations will get him that Pentecostal pandemonium. That's what he did. Bergen upped his pledge to get your Pentecostal pandemonium. Perineum.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir.
This has been an absolute joy to be here with you tonight, Brother Nutt.
Oh, man, it was so much fun. Went by so fast.
It really
thank you
did.
So much, Scott.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Thanks to you, all the listeners, the message board, knuckleheads.
I love the gospel knuckleheads.
Yeah, and everybody at the Skeletor crew at FMU, of course, and hang in there, everybody. Lean on other folks if you have to, and if you need to, don't worry about it, and we'll get through.
I got an important question for you now as we get to the top of the hour.
Yes,
who's taking care of business? You doing the legal ID, or is it going to be me?
Yeah, I still haven't memorized it.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's do it the way we always do it. I love saying the legal ID here.
We'll see y'all next week.
All right. Thank you so much, Kevin. Thanks to everybody who pledged to Sinner's Crossroads. Stay tuned because Dave the Spaz is up momentarily with his co-host, Rex. And this is Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, worldwide online at WFMU.org.
All right. So... I'm
doing the legal ID.
I'm going to pot you down.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
What's the trouble with you, Funky? You look a little ill, to be sure. Well, I'll guarantee there's nothing wrong with me that a little extra money couldn't cure.
Come on, open up this door. Well, in that case...
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly half past the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser! Ah!
Woo!
Ah!
doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Look, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. Dave, stop. Stop, will you?
Welcome to the WFMU Music to Spaz By Fundraising Marathon 2021. Get with it and don't quit it. Head on over to WFMU.org and make your pledge, make your support. We've got lots of cool stuff to give away, lots of crazy stuff. You'll hear about it in just a moment. Back to the Whalers.
Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
Bye. brave as the old Adigami.
I'm the jungle Superman.